Let us attend. And when at that time, when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. When the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, Because of the smallness of your faith. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Now while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. In our Gospel this morning, the Lord has just descended from Mount Tabor, where he was transfigured before Peter, James, and John. They come down to the crowd, and the man approaches the Lord. Kneeling, he begs the Savior to heal his son, who suffers in an evil manner, it says, from lunacy. That's what it is in the Greek. From lunacy, or moon disease. Now, that's a rather important translation. In the religious mythology of the ancient Near East, the moon embodies the circle of life. Her waxing and waning mark the rhythm of life from birth to death to rebirth. The lunacy afflicting the boy in an evil manner, it says, throws him many times into the fire, many times into the water. Fire and water are also principal symbols of creation and the circle of life. Fire, the sun, water, the moon. The boy is healed only when the Lord expels a demon that possessed him. From this we know that the boy was not suffering simply from an epileptic seizure. For demons are worshipped as gods in this ancient religious mythology. This then was an exorcism. We are in the dark world of the idols and their gods. We have before us an image of this boy jerked around by the demon inside of him, throwing him into the fire, into the water, stricking him with moon disease. We have before us a picture of the life that the demons and their idols offer to their worshippers. These worshippers, sadly, included Israel, all the way back to Adam and Eve. And the fact is, they include us as well. Although our idolatry has become so sophisticated that it's hard for us in our spiritual blindness to recognize it as such. The circle of life offered by the demons always circles back to the dust of the earth, that is, to death. The life that is conceived from the union of man, he represents the sun, fire, and the woman, she's an embodiment of the moon, water, is destined to return to the dust as soon as it is conceived. I believe that the mythology running like a thread through the many different patterns in comparative religions, and what we're seeing here in this morning's gospel fits that pattern, is in fact the song of the fallen soul caught fast in the serpent's coils, the circle of life that circles endlessly from birth to death to rebirth, to death, to rebirth, to death, to rebirth, to death. It is the song of those sitting in the region in shadow of death. It is the cry of the hemorrhaging woman looking for the physician, the God, who can save her from her flow of blood. In other words, from her constant dying in the circle of life, of moon disease. This mythology, this music of the circle of life, originates in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The paradise in the many myths is, to be sure, the Garden of Eden. But the river of this mythology, with its many forms, like so many branches and twigs, finds its source no higher than in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That tree was neither the beginning nor the end of all things, for if you remember, that tree was only halfway up the Edenic mountain. The mythology of ancient religion then is the wisdom of the serpent, the song that has been of the soul that has been stripped of the garment of glory and blinded by the toxic life of the serpent as she eats and drinks from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil every day, every hour, every moment. I wish you to see in the Lord Jesus coming down from the mountain, I wish you to see the mystery of God that was hidden from the ages being revealed to the crowd, to us, this morning. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's the Christ. That means that he is the bearer of the uncreated fire, the uncreated water of the Holy Spirit. And this Lord Jesus Christ, in his fire and water, descends from the top of Tabor, and he is found in the crowd below. He is found in the crowd below. Can you hear? I'm quoting from Colossians. He is found in you. The mystery of God is Jesus Christ in you. In cleansing the boy of moon disease and rooting out the demon who caused it, he delivers him from the circle of life. He reveals himself as the resurrection and the life. Already, hours before his life-creating death on the cross, he is seen trampling down death in this man's son. Now, Tabor in Hebrew may mean center or navel, which would reveal Tabor, Mount Tabor, as an image of the Edenic mountain at the center of the world. Now we begin to see the paschal shape of this morning's gospel. Who then is this Jesus who has just descended from the summit of Mount Tabor? He is the tree of life, who has descended from the top of the Edenic mountain down into the crowd as to prisoners imprisoned in hell. We see him out of his great love for mankind descending from the top of the Edenic mountain into the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to us who are prisoners in that tree's circle of life. We see revealed in this morning's exorcism the hidden mystery of Christ's life-creating cross by which he has trampled down our death by his death and given life. That is to say, he has given the glory, the Holy Spirit of his holy resurrection, to us in the tombs. If the eyes of our soul are able to see this at all, our heart should feel a quickening, a warmth from the kindling of a fire on the altar of her bridal chamber, the fire of longing to ascend as a fiery flame in the glory of that fire, the Lord's fire, to become as a bush that burns without being consumed. We should find ourselves longing to drink the living water of His Holy Spirit that flows like a mighty river from the tree of life on Golgotha, transforming death by His death into the weapon by which we are enabled to put to death what is earthly in us, that we might be born from above as gods, sons of the Most High, as the psalmist says. We see the quickening of this longing, I believe, in the cry of the disciples. Three of them, remember, were already shaken by what they had seen on the holy mountain. "Why could we not cast out the demon, holy master?" they cried to the master, the Savior. "Have we not left all to follow you? What do we still lack that we can't be like you?" So now we come to the point. The Lord says, "You could not cast out this demon because of the smallness of your faith. If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you." Notice He says, if your faith is as a mustard seed, a seed. That is, even if your faith is small, like a mustard seed, it can grow into a rather large tree if, like the seed, it is sown in the ground and dies. That is, if you unite yourself to Christ in the fire and water of His Holy Spirit, of His Holy Pascha. For in the waters of baptism you were buried with Christ, and in the fiery food and drink of Holy Eucharist you have received the fire and water, the Holy Spirit of Him who is Himself the resurrection and the life. It is His death you now carry in your body, putting to death the serpent's life that is always circling back down into the dust. This law of sin that St. Paul complains about that has become embodied in our fleshly members. The life that you now live is the life that is in Christ. It is no longer you who live, but it is Christ who lives in you. And it is the life of Christ that is now being revealed in your mortal flesh. If, like the saves, the mustard seed, we are carrying in our body the death of Jesus. This life of Christ is a life in which we do not descend back to the dust, or rather, if we do descend back to the dust, it is to put to death our descent to the dust. Because this life that is in Christ is a life that ascends, even as we descend from glory to glory. Now I can believe we can say what that mountain is, that we will be able to move, even if our faith is small like a mustard seed. Break for commercial to keep the tension. Okay, commercial's over. Now we're back. It is our own body and soul. Or rather, it is the circle of life that our body and soul are held fast in. "You are dust, and to the dust you shall return," the Lord says to Adam and Eve. You rise from the dust of the ground, as does the mountain on one side. You return to the dust of the ground, as does the mountain on the other side. Your life is now in the shape of an immovable mountain, sitting in the region and shadow of death. I think we experience ourselves as immovable mountains in our spiritual laziness. What overwhelming sluggishness I suddenly feel when it comes to getting up from my couch to move to my icon corner and say my prayers. I move with ease to venues of worldly entertainments that I love. My eyes and ears move easily to any sight and sound that is inside this circle of life. But to come to vigil, come to Vespers on Saturday, to come to the liturgical cycle of a feast that falls during the week, to move my eyes and ears to the writings of Holy Scripture and the Holy Fathers, to move my heart to attend to the words of the church's prayers, suddenly I feel very heavy, like a mountain, in both body and soul. Because I am proposing to move from here, inside the circle of life, to there, into the death of the Savior. Now I discover how small my faith is and how big is the mountain of my laziness. What is this faith that would enable us to move the mountain of our soul and body from the circle of life to the death of the Lord's holy Pascha? Perhaps we could say it begins in the fear of God. The realization that I am as a grass, like a flower of the field that is here today and gone tomorrow. Perhaps it is the wisdom that comes from that fear that maybe I better start getting ready for that moment when I'm suddenly on the other side of the grave. Maybe I better make something of my life here. But that fear, by and by, should turn into the turning of the heart in love toward the God who united himself to us, because we see that even though I am dead in my sins and trespasses because of my idolatry, because of my self-love, because I have rejected God in so many different ways, he still comes to me. He still offers himself wholly to me. And when I see his patience with me, when I see his compassion, his long suffering, that fear of death turns into the love of God. And if I may say, it turns into a love for the death of Christ. Because in that death, he has united himself to us and he's become absolutely one with us. Why? So that we who have reviled him, we who ignore him, we who do not love him might become one with him in his holy resurrection. The heart cannot hold such a love. And she wants to. This love of faith, why does he do that? So that we become one with him in his holy resurrection. This love of faith starts out as a small seed, but that's enough. Perhaps our love is only big enough for us to ask the Lord to enter our heart 10 times a day. Or perhaps 5 times. Or maybe twice. Whatever we can do, however small, if we do even that much, that seed of faith will grow into a mighty tree. Not a mustard tree. It will grow into the tree of life. And nothing will be impossible to us, because we are sowing the seed of our faith in the ground of the Lord's death, by which he has trampled down our death. And so we are becoming one with the Lord of glory, with whom all things are possible. And in our descent into his death, we are beginning our ascent from glory to glory. Amen. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Glory to Jesus Christ.